time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to one and all. Welcome to, it's Friday morning, isn't it? Already, the 11th day of October. Yeah, it's kind of a special day for my wife Jeannie and I because this is our 45th wedding anniversary. 45 years. That's right. And we've been living in Clarendon for 44 of those years because after we were married, someone gave me a donkey, and you couldn't keep a donkey on where we lived on Uncover Avenue, so we had to buy a home in the country, and there we've been ever since. But the donkeys are all gone. All we have left is pasture and a few coyotes, groundhogs, raccoons, and opossums. All right, and how are you today? Hopefully you're all feeling fine and fit as a fiddle. And it looks like we're going to be able to enjoy the last of the better fall days today because the weather starts changing later today. A cold front will come in. Temperatures will come down. So will the rain for a while. And it's kind of yucky here coming in toward the weekend. But today is a beautiful day in the neighborhood once again. Wow. Feels good outside. And so it is. I've got a few questions today. Some deal with Halloween. Some don't. In fact, I have. Did you notice, those of you that get the Marion Star, the League of Women Voters had their yearly insert in the Marion Star today with comments from the various candidates for offices in the townships and the city, and what they think they should campaign on, what everybody needs or would like to see accomplished. Now, the big thing is, what would you like to see? Now that we know what they would like to do, but what would you like? After all, we are the constituents, and it's we whom they're trying to please and, you know, and try to get the government going in the right direction and so forth. But so much of the nitty-gritty. What about some real things? Like one-way streets. Do we need all the one-way streets we've got? I know there are some alleys downtown that are too narrow for two-way traffic. Oh, boy, there's only about an inch clearance. And you'd hate to see the alleyways made one way because that would, you know, kind of crimp the way people drive. But I don't know. And downtown, would you like to see Church Street made two-way? Would you like to see Center Street two ways? Would you like to see the old streetscape program bulldozed out of here and you know, a few million dollars spent on improving and straightening out and adding parking, adding back the 90 parking spaces that were taken away for the streetscape program back in the 70s. And so, I would like to, first of all, before I really get into the Halloween questions today and other things, I was wondering if any of you have any ideas what you, the constituent, would like to see done. Like I say, if you get the Marion Star, the League of Women Voters published the prior to every election, what the candidates want to do. But they don't ask, what do we want the candidates to do? Really, there's no question on what we would like to see the candidates do. We don't have a big forum where you get all the candidates in a room and then you get all the citizenry to ask them questions. What are you going to do about the streets? And about, they are working on sewers and doing a lot of improvements that way. That's good. Improvements on Greenwood Street and some of the other streets, that's super. What would you like to see as a resident of Marion and Marion Township? What would you like to see our political candidates do? 7403839944. Does anyone have any idea? Or are you content with the elected officials doing what they want to do, what they want to see accomplished, without our input, without us telling them, hey, here's what we need. Can you do this? All right. Well, I tell you, I really appreciate the parking lot across the street from here. It's so nice to be able to park over there, and there's a couple of handicapped spots, and that's good. And because I have the handicap sticker, and I am handicapped to a certain extent, I use a cane, and I've been in and out of the hospital this past year. Oh, my goodness. I'm a resident of the heart failure clinic, which is one floor below me, where I'm speaking right now. Okay, so, but it's really a pleasure to be able to park over there and walk across the street. Now, walking across the street is something else. Now, you've got to wait till the light changes. However, you can't see the light because the cars that are parked diagonally in front of the old Euler building and this side of it block the view of traffic. So you don't know if the light's red, green, blue, or pink. But, you just ease yourself out into the street and look down. And when you see the car stopping for the light, then you know you've got clearance. Of course, I could walk up to the corner of Prospect and Center and cross at the light, but that'd be a long way to go. But, in some cities, Delaware for one, and I've seen them elsewhere, they'll put signs in the middle of the street. If there's a pedestrian, you must stop for that pedestrian. Yeah, Delaware has a bunch of those. In fact, they're all around the school districts quite a bit. Okay, 7403, does anyone have any idea what they would like to see accomplished in the Marion area or the Marion County area over the years to come? Or are you content with letting the elected officials decide what to do for you? 1022, because once you're elected, that's an obligation to do what needs to be done. 1022, and how are you? Okay, now, since no one has any ideas about what they'd like to see in Marion done, let's go to some Halloween. Oh, here we go. This might be one. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to see the city of Marion sell it, the whole city, to Lois Fisher.
Now, how's that again?
I would like to see the city be sold to Lois Fisher.
Well, she's got quite a bit under her thumb now. In fact, where I'm sitting, she owns the building where I'm sitting.
You're sitting on her thumb?
Yes.
Ouch.
Right.
I tried to call you yesterday, and the day before.
Yes.
I was on a road trip. Tennessee and North Carolina.
I wondered where. Oh, really? No kidding.
And I tried calling you from Gatlinburg.
Yes.
Drove through Gatlinburg, which if anybody's trying to get someplace other than Gatlinburg, I would suggest using the Gatlinburg bypass.
Okay, so it's full of tourists, I take it.
Oh, good heavens. Even at the low end of the season, it was filled with tourists. It took a good hour to drive through there, and I would imagine at the high tourist time, it'd take you much, much longer.
Wow.
But it was just an incredible place. I could see a person could, well, especially if somebody liked antiques and such, they could spend easily a week and not see everything down there. And then Pigeon Forge, I went past the Dolly Parton Stampede.
Oh.
And that's another interesting place, too. It's amazing. Out in the middle, here it is, down in Tennessee and North Carolina, the Biltmore. Have you been to the Biltmore?
No, I never have, no.
You have got to see the Biltmore. It's just amazing. It's the only thing I could say. And I'll try to get you some pictures here that I took.
Yeah.
And then took the Blue Ridge Parkway. It used to be the Blue Ridge Mountain Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Took it all the way up to Boone and headed back home from there. Didn't have enough time to really go further north.
You weren't on your bicycle, were you?
Yeah, that's how I got here back so fast.
Yeah. Jerry Wilson, Jerry Wilson.
There were people on the Blue Ridge Parkway that were riding bicycles, and you could rent bicycles
yes.
to ride on that thing. But, gee whiz, you know, it's amazing the influence that NASCAR has on people from those areas. They drive like crazy. They draft. It's amazing how fast people drive.
Yeah. Wow. And now Jerry Wilson, that lived in Marion, was a printer here. He has something called Smoky Mountain Money Savers. They're coupons. Mm-hmm. And he's been down there for years now and fully entrenched in the Great Smokies.
Well, when we went through Pigeon Forge, signs all over the place for Smoky Mountain White Lightning or whatever. It's the maple White Lightning that we put in our eggnog for our annual Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
So that was big down there. All kinds of flavors of that stuff that you see here in the grocery stores. So it was quite a trip. The terrain is unbelievable. It's amazing. It takes you a couple hours just to go 90 miles because of the winding roads and the back cuts and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Were you down around the Cherokee area where the Cherokee Indians are?
We jumped on the Blue Ridge Parkway at Cherokee.
Oh.
And we went through part, and that cuts through part of Cherokee National Forest.
So is that forest that was delegated to the Cherokee tribe by the government?
It was. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I stopped in, I can't remember. Pikeville, I think it is, in Kentucky.
Kentucky, yes.
Stopped by there and ate at the home of the one Hatfielder McCoy. I can't remember.
Oh, really? No kidding. I saw
it. Part of the house is a restaurant. They added on to it, but didn't have enough time to go to, like, the grave site. There are, like, five or six locations of the Hatfields and McCoys.
On public television the other day, they had the whole Hatfield-McCoy story.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they had old movies and, taking actual on-the-scene things. It was really great.
Well, they had pictures in the part of the house. It wasn't furnished. It was kind of strange. They had some restaurant seating in there, and then you could go upstairs into the living and bedroom areas and that, but they had pictures like of the actual McCoy. I can't remember who Kevin Costner played now, but anyways, picture of the original guy on top and then Costner at the bottom, and some of the other Hatfield McCoy family that were there. But I'll send you some. I don't think I texted you on your smartphone the image of that restaurant and that, but
okay.
I'll get it to you and put a few things up on Facebook.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yep, but no, I think we should sell the city of Marion to Lois Fisher and let her take care of it, well, like she's taking care of downtown Marion.
Yeah, right? Really. Boy, these parking lots are great. Mm-hmm. And especially during the festival, wow, it was super duper. But mm-hmm. the alleys are kind of narrow. I've gone down an alley and squeezed by another car and held my breath.
Well, you got to remember when the buildings were built and how the alleys came to be, they were only probably good for wagons. And that
well, that's
it.
Right. Well, speaking of old things, if you get downtown, take a look at the old cigar store.
Mm-hmm.
Such a dilapidated structure you've never seen. I don't know how they're going to bring it up to snuff. Oh,
I got a feeling they're going to tear it all down.
I would think they need to. Oh, my goodness. It never passed state inspection, I don't think, would allow it.
Well, it's like the old where you used to be at WDIF on Church Street across from Founders.
Yeah.
Park. Yeah. How on earth? That's going to take a lot of structural...
Yes, it would. It would take a lot of money to bring it up to standard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. It's a very, very old structure. It's well over 100.
It was probably
built in the 1880s, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that cigar store might have been built before then because it's right smack dab in the middle of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you got a moment or two before break, so I will let you go.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening.
All right, very good. We'll see
you. From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. Now, since I'm more familiar with the story of my son-in-law, Tim Ralston, as an attorney, and his office was there next to the cigar store. A very unusual type or construction there, because in his office, there was a corridor that led to an area behind the Republican Party, and occasionally they could open their door and come right into his office and sit at his desk. And that happened once. It's a strange bit of construction there. So the cigar store must share a wall with the Republican, Marion County Republican Party. It's kind of an interesting area, and I think they probably ran into almost more than they can chew when they decided to remodel that area. But how can they do it without tearing down that old structure? Oh, my goodness. You might say it's historic, but in what sense? It is rotten. Oh, my goodness. So it looks like they are going to take out the place where the attorneys had offices, as well as the cigar store. That's all fenced off now. But you just wonder how the state, whatever division it is, that approves construction, where you must turn to have it inspected, whatever you do in a public building, you just wonder what they're saying to the rehab people for the old cigar store area. Interesting, isn't it? Okay, so anyone have any comments about anything at all today? Yes, I'm glad Terry called. I've been wondering where he got to. Didn't heard from him in a while. Down in the mountains, down. Oh, boy. And I see where Dolly Parton is being sued by Disney because she's been using a song that apparently Disney has a copyright to in one of their, you know, in their theme park. I don't know exactly. I can't remember. I just heard a glimpse of the story. But yes, they're suing her. They won $150,000 every time that song was used. Yeah, $150,000. That reminds me, we don't play music here because we do not have a BMI, Broadcast Music Incorporated license, or an Association of Composers, Authors, and Publishers license. And once or twice, we played something, and boy, we got turned in right away. There's a hawk in Marion that listens for that and to turn us in. Oh, we had to answer, you know, because we played a song that we didn't have a license to play. Did you know? When I worked at WMRN, of course, we had ASCAP and BMI, and we had to keep logs of what we played. So that apparently they come. Do I hear somebody? Oh, there's someone sending me a message. Hang on here. Let me see where the message is. Okay, well, maybe it's a, I don't know, might be Terry. Let me see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let me see. I got two messages. All right. Okay, well, apparently, okay. Huh. A guy that used to be a spokesman for some, well, oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. And Terry sent through a thing. Our website shows 44, this is a fly-in, 4,400 unique visitors for September. This could be the biggest fly-in yet. Okay, so it goes. All right. And how are you all doing today? Now, what would you like to see done in Marion? Does anyone have any ideas on how, you know, because in the paper today, the League of Women Voters published comments from all the candidates for office in Marion County. And they tell what they want to do if elected. But did they ask you what they should do? Do they know more than the average, probably do, more than the average person in Marion to figure out what they should do if elected to office? That they don't need to contact us because they know more than we do. Well, which I would say is true. Our phone lines are open, 7403-39944. Now, I've got something really interesting. You know, the other day we talked about Christopher Columbus and how they're tearing down statues of old Christopher Columbus around the country. And, you know, because he wasn't the nicest guy, apparently. He instituted some search for gold and spices. Of course, he was on a spice quest. That was really what he was after, a spice route. And I wonder if he thought of the island that I was on, the spice island, Grenada. I don't know. Maybe he was heading for Grenada. Of course, he wouldn't have known that Grenada was a spice island. All the spices that we know are grown on the island of Grenada. And it is known as a spice island. And I was on a cruise once, and the cruise stopped at Grenada. I keep hearing voices coming out of my smartphone. Okay. 10:37, yes. Okay, well, Terry, call me back. Oh, I got my smartphone on. And let me see. I've got one message here. Yeah. Okay, well. Yeah, I'll keep looking. Give me a buzz. Anyone, give me a buzz. What would you like to see in Marion? Now, we know what the candidates want to do, if elected, but what would you want the candidates to do? You know, there's two sides to all this. We, the people that elect them, should have an opinion, too, on what is needed in Marion. Other than the nitty-gritty, you know, the finances and this and that, which is a pretty standard thing. Additional firemen, maybe additional policemen. I would like to see a new fire station erected. Instead of pumping money into that old building, having a new modern fire station built. I mean modern, like some of the other cities around us. We're operating out of a fire station that's quite old. In Bucyrus, we have one similar, and they've had to add concrete floors, and they've had to add bracing underneath the floors to support these new trucks. These new trucks weigh tons and tons. Woo, boy. And interesting thing. Now, you saw the horse-drawn wagon in the popcorn parade, didn't you? Did you? Okay, that horse-drawn wagon was originally in the Bucyrus Fire Department many years ago. And when I was a kid and a mascot for the Bucyrus Fire Department, I used to help load that hose wagon with spare donuts of hose for, you know, in case we had a bad fire, we had to have extra hose available. But anyhow, that I've got a picture of that wagon in front of the fire department. And now I've got to go back and get a picture. Right. Yeah, I keep getting a... Just a second here. Hang on. Well, anyhow, I've got a picture of that wagon. I got to copy it and put it on the internet, because that's the wagon that was purchased by a museum and restored to... Oh, boy, beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Louis Wickersham bought it from the Bucyrus Fire Department, and then I don't know what its demise was after that, but eventually this museum up in northern Ohio bought it and had it completely restored. So I've got a picture of it while it was in use. All I got to do is go back and find it. I need a archivist. You know, over the years, in my 60-some years of being in radio, I've accumulated quite a bit. Letters and books and pictures and you name it. And I need to have to sit before I die. I need to go through all this stuff and put it in a computer as to what I've got. I doubt if that will ever happen. I'll probably pass on and somebody will say, "Man, look at that pile of junk." Oh, my. But that's life. Okay, let me see what else I've got here. Yeah. My whole family is getting together tonight. We're going out to eat in Caledonia. Yeah, that's tonight. Okay, now, let me see. Let me go back to spices. Remember, I've talked about allspice and about the spices that make up the smell and taste of pumpkin, because a pumpkin doesn't smell at all like pumpkin. You know, they even make beer now with pumpkin flavor. Everything is pumpkin flavor anymore, especially this time of the year. But let me tell you, there's a allspice. Allspice is actually a berry. The allspice berry. And the Latin or Spanish name for it is pimento dioica. Pimento dioica. That's the allspice berry name. And you can buy the berry and you can grind it up yourself, and it will smell like cinnamon, clove, and something else. But now let me tell you, in all the talk about Christopher Columbus, does anyone really know that the allspice berry was discovered by Columbus on his big worldly trip. So, you might say, Columbus has something to do with the pumpkin flavor of today. Christopher Columbus discovered the allspice berry that has a name, Pimento dioica. It's D-I-O-I-C-A, dioica. Pimento dioica, the allspice berry. Now you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay, that was discovered by Columbus back in the 1500s, to say the least. Okay. Now, going back to Halloween, I see in a newspaper that there's going to be a haunted walk of sorts in Marion. Some people think they found areas that are haunted. But who knows? Okay, but the original Halloween had a name other than what you associate it with now. It was called, the Celts named it Samhain. But then it became Samhain, S-O-W-H-I-N. That was the original name of Halloween. And the Celts were responsible. Oh, I mean, the history behind Halloween is something. Now, originally, that's a Catholic holiday. Because,
Scott, you know, I love fruitcake so much that for me, it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, guess what? We're back once again. And still, I'd like to hear from some of you out there in the listening audience what you would like to see done in Marion or Marion County. Maybe you have no ideas on what you would like to see accomplished in the next couple of years or so. And if you have any ideas, pass them along, because all we know for sure is what the candidates want. And the big question is, what do you want? 740-333-9944. So the original, Hallows Eve. That's how Halloween came about. Hallows Eve. The Hallows Eve would have been the All Saints Day and All Souls Day. And toward the end of October is when people associate death. You know, you got spring, you've got rebirth, that's spring. You've got aging, which is summer, and getting old is in the fall, and dying is in the winter. Bill Hutchman used to give me those sayings, you know, and it's true. Things are birthed brand new in the spring, you know, it feels so good, and then summer comes along and we have recreation. And then in the fall, we start thinking about winter and about Halloween, about Thanksgiving, and about what are we going to do for Christmas. That's the fall. Then in the winter, reality steps in, and it's and some people never make it through the winter. Okay, but anyhow, the All Saints Day and All Souls Day, those were Catholic holidays or Catholic observances, and it all, you know, it relates back to Halloween, Hallows Eve. All right. Now, you want to go to some Marion things? What what did there used to be, and I'm sure it's not there anymore, in Marion that you could use to other than phones, long before the internet, way long before the internet, and before even maybe radio? How did people communicate with others when you had something you wanted somebody in a long distance away to know? Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, I don't know why somebody doesn't write a book about you. You should take your whole life and every 5 years have a tape recorder and tape everything you know. And I don't know why Whirlpool and, like, you did that Lady Justice, why some of them can't get together and help finance it. And
yeah, you know, yes, you know what,
maybe the Historical Society could sell it, and maybe they'd get a little percentage of it. And you could put it on the internet and mail it out. But
yeah, you know,
I don't read that much.
Oh,
but
okay.
I could listen to you all day.
All right.
But I think that your life, I've never met anybody with such an interesting life. And I think it would be neat for somebody. I think I mentioned this to Scott last year. You had somebody on, I think, that wrote a book. I don't know if he was from Marion. He writes books.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know if I wrote his name down, but with all you've done for the fair and Lady Justice and all this stuff, I think they should get together. And you, I know you've probably got some of the radio shows taped and stuff, but you should get a tape recorder, and when you're not busy, just go through your whole life, and I think somebody should write a book on you.
Yeah, I did some years ago at the Historical Society. I did an audio thing about some of my adventures, but not all. And so they've got that somewhere on tape, which is extinct now. Tape is not used anymore.
Yeah, because most people, I don't know how they do internet because I don't do computers.
Yes.
But I thought that would be neat and, you know, and stuff because it's, I don't know, you're just so interesting. So, and stuff. But I think somebody should do a book and then, and things. But I never thought about, because most people don't have the tape stuff to play the tapes with anymore.
Well,
so.
Everything is past. It seems like now it's DVDs. And what is it going to be next, you wonder?
Yeah, but you should, because I don't know if they could get things from the radio stations if there's a privacy thing, but you should get a recorder and record everything that you can remember, and then somebody write a book, and because I know the internet, I know people sell things on the internet, but I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Yeah, right.
And things, but you just tell so many interesting things that, and different stuff. It's almost like you're almost there with you when you tell them.
Well, good. I'm glad, yes.
Yeah, and you're about the only person that I could stand to listen to.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Well, for anyone's time and stuff. But, yeah, I think you should, have somebody help you get all your stuff together and, like, the photo albums and all that stuff.
Oh, boy.
And,
I've got tons of pictures of the peanut push and tons of pictures of me up on the courthouse.
Yeah, a lot of people that's really proficient in that, what you call it, doing that stuff, that's really good at organizing and stuff.
Now,
a couple of people help you, and it would be neat to have all that together and maybe display some of it at the Historical Society or
The thing is, I'm 85 years old now, and I haven't that much time left.
I love it. Forget doing it.
Oh, my. Okay.
Nobody knows if tomorrow or even today is going to be here, but I think you should take anything you can remember and all your adventures and all that stuff, and then and different stuff.
Yeah,
it's
been interesting. Okay,
they could almost take the tape and put them together, and if people go to the Historical Society, they could almost have a place where, I don't know if they could sit down, but they could, if it's a 2 or 3 hour thing, they could almost sit there and listen to it, the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. Very
and
good.
Stuff. You are, you're about the most interesting person I think I know of.
Well, it's been an interesting life.
I know it. You've really lived it. So,
yeah.
and okay. stuff. But yeah, I think you should, you know, start doing that and because it sounds like you've got so much stuff and get it all organized and
yes
and stuff because you know how it goes and what the you know all the stuff about it.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll get off here and keep listening.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, okay. Oh, I was almost befuddled the other day. I was trying to find a picture of my dad at a Soheil station. He worked there about 1938. And after he left there, he managed this Soheil station in downtown Bucyrus, the big company station. And then he joined the Navy in the war, and they promised him his job back, but they never got it. He became assistant manager after the war and discovered a lot of things. And he found out that the trade that he had built up during the war, or before the war, a lot of local businessmen trusted him to take care of their cars and do the, you know, finest of everything. And when he came back from the Navy, he found these same people were getting oil changes of low-grade oil but being charged for high-grade oil. And when he brought this up to the company, well, and to the manager, they fired him. And so he went from there and became a foreman at the Swan Rubber Company in the braider department, and later on became a scheduler of production for the Swan Rubber Company. So I figured, and he retired from there then eventually. That was a good move altogether. It worked out great. 10:55 is the time, and you know, you sometimes wonder, you know, if everything is on the up and up when you, like you take your car in, hopefully they do everything you want them to do and charge you for what they really did. Okay, 10:55 is the time, and what else? Like I say, I would love to hear from some people who would like to express their views as to what they would like to see done in Marion. What they would like to see these candidates that's listed in the Marion Star today, League of Women Voters, what they would like to see them do. Not only what their ideas are, the candidates, but what is the input from residents of Marion and Marion County. And, well, does that ever happen? I know there are sometimes are public forums, but I don't know, and they, of course, League of Women Voters have a public forum, but that is only open for them to express what they want to do, but they do take comments from the audience, written comments, but anyhow. What would you like to see done in Marion? What would you think would be the most important thing to ever be done in the Marion area, downtown and otherwise? I know we have got a lot of homes that were once occupied by people that worked at the Marion Power Shovel, and eventually those people retired or the shovel left, and people had these homes. You know, the south and west part of Marion occupied by the heavy-duty workers at the shovel, and then suddenly the shovel is gone in the other industries. Well, can you name all the other? Alloy, cast steel, American Malleable, and some of the others. And so the people couldn't afford those homes anymore or the upkeep on them. It's kind of sad, you know, to go down a street and see homes that are not being kept up. And I know what it's like, especially if you retire and you're on Social Security. How can you afford to do much of anything? But, you know, that's the way it is. That's the way life is. You know, you got to plan for it, really. Okay, well, now we have a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to see the recreation department brought back.
Okay, now it's gone, isn't it? It used to be behind.
It's been gone for quite a few years, and you know, when these guys get out of school and girls, basically everything stops unless you join the Y or go out of town.
Yes.
There's no, the softball leagues aren't like they used to be. There's no independent basketball. There's no flag football.
Wow.
Everything's just kind of come to a stop because we don't have a rec department.
I never realized that. Never thought of it. Yeah. Boy, that and, would be know, important.
And these guys that use that are voters.
Yeah,
they're,
oh, yes.
They're guys that vote. They pay taxes in this town.
You bet. And none of the candidates have ever mentioned bringing back the recreation department.
They just kind of let it set.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay, well, hey, that's a good suggestion.
All righty, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got, well, they're going to modernize the stadium, aren't they, at Lincoln Park? Then what will it be used for? And, you know, all those ball fields at Lincoln Park used to be jammed every night. And I know I had a grandson that played ball, and we used to go to his games. And after becoming a non-smoker for years, you sit in the bleachers and somebody is smoking nearby, and it drives you nuts. Because you think, just, I stopped smoking, and now here I am sitting smelling other people's smoke. But that's, you know, there's no law, was no law against that, I guess. I don't know. 10:59 is the time, and we're going to break right now. We'll be back after the news and whatever at 11 o'clock. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Kind of think of some things you'd like to see done in Marion. Recreation Department, very good question or answer. Okay. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
It all started.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made us wait? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down and his wife came up to me. And she says to me, Shecky, I'm everybody's wife. And they had just gotten married, by the way. And she said, beautiful girl. And she said to me, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, I would love it. Thank you. And he says, listen, I want to tell you, don't talk to my wife. That's my wife. You understand? I don't want you to talk to my wife again. That's my wife. And I'm going to kill you. So he says, he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shecky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.
He had a gun.
Yeah, he carried a gun. Well, you know, people, if they went to rob him, they wanted to rob him. They didn't want to rob the money. They'd take him. They'd put him in the pocket.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio, address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins, Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.
Halloween Magic. A bald-headed ghost drank some witch's brew, and on top of his head a strange thing grew. It was pointed and tall and black as a bat, with stringy long hair where his head was flat. The sad little ghost didn't want any hair or a black pointed hat, so he said, "Witch, beware!" Then he chanted some words with a spell-casting switch, and gave Halloween night a bald-headed witch. Barbara M. Hales.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. In 1886, three newspapers operated in the town, including the Marion Star, with Warren G. Harding, eventual President of the United States, serving as the paper's editor. In addition to the newspapers, 15 churches and 4 banks existed in the community.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com. and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
This is Weasel Boy, and my favorite word is reboot.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Douse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
Hey everyone, it's Weasel Boy, Weasel the Weeze. You might remember me from WNCI in Columbus. Now good for you. Lucky, you won the bet. I'm going to be right back here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. It's going to be the Weasel Show. We're going to have huge guests, great prizes, lots of entertainment. We're going to be interactive and give away a lot of goodies. So you can listen live on the net at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. The Weasel Show is supported by Retrofoam of Central Ohio, LLC. Retrofoam doesn't cost, it pays. Telephone number is 614-664-FOAM. That's 614-664-3626. website, www.retrofoamofcentralohio.com, and you can catch them on Facebook at Retrofoam of Cent Ohio.
This is Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw, and I want you to listen to the Charlie Evers Show Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Friday from 1:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. History, talk, trivia.